This is part two of our interview with Nick Colin. Unfortunately, the desktop that I was recording on originally cut out through the last 2 or 3 minutes of our interview. So we jumped on my laptop and talked about a few other things. And so here you go. Hopefully a little bit of extra information can help you grow your business too.
And I would say if you haven't done the pre-roll yet and the outroll yet, once you got, 13 is a solid, maybe if you pulled 15, right? I would find the best, like Tim Ferriss, like deep, solid interviews that you could possibly find, right? To have as your first launch. And then be strong with your pre and post outros of like really doing the quick 1 to 2 minute trailer on like what's about to happen, next episode, like really sell it. And then, also on the intro, always talk about like the last episode, for those people who came on, because a lot of your traffic, especially in the new and noteworthy, are going to be fresh people who don't know you, but they're going to see your title and they're going to be like checking it out and they're going to listen to your audio. And more than likely, they're going to be listening to the most recent one, which could be like, let's say episode 5, even though you launched on that day one. So if you have episode 5, you want to think of like when you launch, whatever, you don't want your best episodes to be number one or number two. You want your best episodes to be whatever you stop your batch uploader with. So if you want to go in with 5 or 6 off the bat, make episodes 6, 5, and 4 your best episodes. Because when someone clicks onto it on the new and noteworthy, it doesn't go chronological order of 1 through 5. It goes 5 through 1. So the first episode they're going to click on is the most recent, but it doesn't matter if it's most recent because you just launched all of them at one day. So make that one really good and then kind of work backwards from there.
No, I appreciate it. When you got them to New Note, what were those podcasts?
One was this one called Bee Culture Radio, which was a podcast that was actually a lead generation tool for a commercial furniture company to interview. It was a way, it was like a Trojan horse way for them to sit in front of the CEOs and decision makers of emerging companies to talk about their company culture and how it reflects their office space. And then after the interview, it went into, since they built rapport through the interview, it naturally segued into, he got to ask all the questions he would pretty much ask during a sales call. Like, hey, so, you guys just raised financing. What are you guys planning on doing with it? How's your culture? How important is that to you? How does that reflect your office space? Are you guys going to be expanding your office space now that you received your financing? And then when they answer all the good stuff after the call and they build a report, it was like, hey, so you did mention these things. I'd love to be of assistance. Any chance that maybe we could send some stuff over? And it was an easy close. And these are big contracts like Airbnb and, stuff like that.
It's funny when you're talking about Facebook bots. I know he's got a hard on for those right now.
Oh yeah, he's selling those really hard. And honestly, it was something that I've been always kind of looking into, but now they have platforms like what he's utilizing ManyChat for. But honestly, one of the things that kind of got me, like I checked out, I'm friends with him now. So like what he promoted, I buy now just for support. But it's true what he's promoting. I mean, for an agency like mine, who's always trying to stay cutting edge, it's like the best like networking talking point to impress people. It really is. Like, and you could apply to anything. That's what I like the most about it. Like a local painter, right, could have a chat bot that could help people assess like even a quote. It's pretty cool.
Well, like I said, yeah, I'll keep you updated when we're ready to launch them. And like I said, you're going to be one of our best ones. So we'll probably have you at that 4, 5, or 6, like you're talking about, and appreciate all the advice. So.
Nah, no, thank you. And I'll do anything I can to help you get to New and Noteworthy.
Cool. All right. Well, like you said, yeah, I'll be in touch. At least a week before we end up launching to make sure it's all good. And like I said, just appreciate you coming on and joining.
Cool. Here's a little word of advice. When you launch your podcast, develop your best episodes with like the craziest headlines as Reddit ads.
As Reddit ads?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to try to do this 100% full time or just keep my job right now the way it's going. Because to me, like I said, I just kind of wanted a different stream of income and do something a little bit different than the same thing I've been doing over and over. It's kind of like you when you say you jump to job and get excited when you have a new project. Like, this is what I'm really excited about right now because I've got a new project, right? So.
Mm-hmm. No, it's cool. It's cool. I mean, for commercial real estate, I mean, I would do this, right? And what I would, where are you located?
I'm in Jacksonville, Florida.
All right, you're in a good spot. What I would do, especially doing, I would get yourself new and noteworthy. And if the first thing I would do is find the emerging companies, almost similar to what I did with the other client, find the emerging companies that are solid. Reach out to the CEO, use a platform I like to use called BombBomb, which is video email marketing, and just say, hey, I'm on new and noteworthy. Show the screenshot. They can see it if they go on. Be like, I would love to interview you. It'd be great exposure for you. Almost play to their self-interest, but you're also subliminally, you know, in the back end playing to your self-interest because you know this is a person that could be buying office space in the near future.
Right. Yeah, no, I got you. I definitely agree. And I definitely see what you're talking about with the B Culture Radio. And I think it's a pretty smart way to think about it because I don't think a lot of people do, right? So they just think about putting up a podcast and not even think about monetizing. But you don't even have to monetize through the ads. You can monetize through just getting those people on there.
You'll get, let's just say this, you'll probably get paid 100 times more if you, let's say, brought in a CEO who could be potentially either buying office space and in Jacksonville or the surrounding area, right? Or just Florida in general, and interview the top people around that and build a rapport. And I mean, they're CEOs and entrepreneurs too. They're no different, but you could just play to your self-interest a little bit too.
Yeah, no, definitely agree. Well, like I said, no, thanks for all the tips. And I'll keep you updated as far as, like you said, my strategy. Right now, I'm trying to at least interview as many, like I was holding off on trying to perfect on how to reach out to people and stuff. But right now I'm like, I just want to start interviewing as many as I can right now. You know, that's a first stage. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, hey, try going after celebrity style, you know, people who have followings.
Yeah. No, I get you.
That's going to be the most important thing when you start getting yourself going. Like, you need people who are going to get people to listen to your show.
I appreciate all the advice. They're definitely super helpful. So thank you.
No problem. All right, man. Well, hey, listen, I'll let you go. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Yeah. All right. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye. People will steal from their mama. People will rob their own.